This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, as we take some time with God together. God speaks to us in His Word, the Bible, and we respond to Him. If God speaks to you and you fail to respond to Him, it makes it that much less likely that you'll be sensitive and alert to what He's trying to say to you in the future. When God speaks to you and you respond to Him and interact with Him about His word to you, then it makes you that much more sensitive and aware and alert to what God is trying to say and do in your life. We're talking this week about obeying God and why we should do that. And today we want to go to one of the best loved and best known passages of Scripture, Psalm 23. The psalmist says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." That is, I shall not lack. I shall not have need. "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil," a symbol of blessing. "My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The great word to represent this psalm is blessing. And the message of this psalm is that the path of obedience is full of God's blessing. Do you know, there is no better life on this earth than the life lived in fellowship with God, close to God. No matter what kind of success you might experience in this world, no matter what honors are heaped on you in the secular sphere of life, no matter how much money you have, no matter what pleasures you achieve, none of those things will ever even come close to the inner peace and the sense of inner satisfaction that you will feel when you are walking with God, when you are moving down the same path as God, when God is leading in your life and you're following Him, you're allowing Him to set the direction of your life, to set your mindset, your values. God's reminding you today that He's waiting to pour out His blessings on your inner life, and often on your outer life too. He's waiting for you to choose the pathway of obedience, because that is also the pathway of blessing. Have you found that pathway yet? Why don't you choose it today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.